How's it feel to be back?
Feels good. I think I had a good start to the season. With the Moose, and then just try and keep building off that, and prove that I belong here.
What's the difference between the hockey at that level and this level?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's like the game's a little cleaner up here. I think everything is just goes more according to plan, and there's a lot of plays where you think you anticipate, a play's gonna be made, and then something doesn't happen, and then so you got to be quick to recover, I guess. And so I'm just looking forward to the cleaner game up here, and show I belong.
You got to focus on what you're doing. So you're worrying about the Moose. What have you been able to focus on, or what have you seen from the Jets so far?
From the Jets, yeah. I mean, I've watched the games, but I haven't been trying to be too analytic. I mean, I think the last five, we just had our first meeting, or my first meeting, I guess, of the year. So I think coach is happy with the last four or five games. I feel like they've been on it, and they've been able to come back in a lot of games too, which kind of shows the character in this room. So just trying to not disrupt that, and keep things going in the right direction.
And do you know where you're drawing in yet?
I have no idea.
Okay.
No idea.
Some
yeah, I think just playing a lot of minutes, getting a lot of puck touches. I think playing power play, playing penalty kill, being out there for important faceoffs has been good for me to get that time in. I was pretty happy with the way things went down there. I think I started to produce. I mean, didn't score a goal, but had a bunch of assists, and just that flow and rhythm of the game, I think, was important for me to get into. So hopefully I can translate that.
Yeah, you talked a lot about being more than just a fourth line guy who checks, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think this is going to help that process long term?
Yeah, I think going down definitely will help that process long term. You have to look at it as an investment and find the positives out of it. Now that I'm back, I have no idea where I slot in the lineup and what my role will be, and I'm just trying to do it to the best of my ability, but obviously trying to show that I can be more than a fourth line center. The biggest mental challenge was, I think just the fact that I was up all year last year, and you had to find a way to understand that it wasn't a step backwards. It was just a step to the side to take a different route to where I want to go. It wasn't a step backwards. I didn't get worse. I think finding that comfort, I guess, with the decision was probably the hardest part. But I feel like after the first few days, you got a fresher mind and a fresher take, and you play a lot of minutes up there, and had a leadership role as well. So I had to focus on that.
What do you think having a good camp will do now that you get back to the NHL game too, coupled with getting the extra minutes down in the minors?
Well, I think it's not going to be too much of a confidence shock. I think especially with the end of last year and the way camp went, I felt really good about it. So it's not like I'm coming up and this is something I've never experienced before. I've been through this before, and I just want to try and show that I belong here.
Is there a balance that needs to be struck between making sure you're doing what's proper for the team, but also making sure you show enough to stick around? I'm sure guys always say the goal when you come back is to stay up.
Yeah, well, I think anything good that will happen for me personally, it has to come through the team. That's why people from winning teams get taken everywhere. The Chicago teams, all their winning players have gone to other places and become big parts. So, everything that I'll do, for myself, it's really within the team structure. It's nothing that I'm going to try and, do secret plays or anything like that. Just try and show that, I can be the best I can be within the team structure.